Well, Chris Difford and Glenn Tilbrook and the rest of the band are with me in the studio today, and we'll be talking about those heady days after we've heard their first number, a new live version of one of the songs they performed on the show all those years ago. Slap and Tickle, brand new performance here in the Whistle Test 40 studio, and Chris and Glenn have joined me for a second to chat about that, and also the original performance from Whistle Test, which we were listening to and looking at earlier, from April 1979, and it's a fantastic performance on the program at that point. And it seemed to me that you'd arrived sort of into the studio at Whistle Test and at your record company for that matter, kind of fully fledged. Do you know what I mean? It was a very, very accomplished performance.
Yeah. God knows how. Trousers like that.
But it was, Chris, wasn't it? Had you spent a lot of time? We're talking about the second album by the time that you appeared on Whistle Test.
Yeah, well, we cut our teeth musically, I suppose, quite a few years building up to that point, because when Glenn and I met in 1973 and we gradually got the band together over a few years, we played in lots of local pubs in Greenwich. You know, music then was much more popular than it is now. So there was a lot, you know, you could play all over London. There was about four different gigs in Camden where you could play. And where we were from in Greenwich, there was all sorts of pubs you could play in. So it was a great time to develop our apprenticeship, if you like.
Yeah. It was, you know, the early part of the Squeeze career. Mm. I mean, there are three names connected with the production of your records. I mean, again, obviously by this point now you're producing yourself, but working with John Cale initially, how did you meet up with John Cale? How did that come about, Glenn?
Well, Miles Copeland, who managed us, had brought, I think he got him over to do a job lot of his bands, because he produced The Police, he produced The Cortinas, and he produced Squeeze for an EP initially, and we were really happy with the result of the EP, and I think that John brought out something very different in us to how we were. You know, we were reasonably straightforward pop, laced with what Jules brought to the table, and Chris in particular had been a big Velvets fan. There was a difference between cutting the EP and cutting the album, because the album seemed to be sort of quite disconnected for John. And I speak as someone who really admires John. I have no end of respect for John Cale. But I don't think that Squeeze was really that much of a project that he was that into. So he sort of tailed off towards the end of the album, and we ended up finishing it ourselves.
And John Wood. Intriguing, I think, because, again, you know, John Wood came into Squeeze in a way from a different place, didn't he? I mean, previously he'd been working with Sandy Denny and Nick Drake. Yeah. And there's a... I mean, I love the sound of those records that he made.
John, I think he was a fantastic guy to work with. He, you know, we were young and had 10 million ideas all at the same time, you know, so dealing with that in the studio, I think, is an art form in itself. He had that background and a sort of intuitive knowledge of how to deal with people and bring out the best in them. And certainly with the early records, we worked in Sound Techniques in Chelsea, which is where Floyd Cutts, See Emily Play, and it was a lovely little studio where you could just sit around and work things out and cut it more or less live, which was, and John was very, very good at creating a good vibe for us.
He was great. I remember once putting my hand on the mixing desk, which he'd actually built himself with a friend, and he hit me with a ruler on top of my hand. He said, "Don't touch what you don't understand." And I worked with him about 4 or 5 years ago, and he hasn't changed.
And then Elvis Costello.
Absolutely. We were managed by Jake Riviera at this point, and Jake obviously managed Elvis Costello. And put us together initially with Dave Edmonds, and we did some, I think we did a couple of tracks with Nick Lowe too, and we were in that farm that belonged to Jake. And then we committed to doing an album with him, and it was the first time I think we'd committed to doing an album in a set amount of time, like a 6 or 12 weeks or whatever it was, and we worked from whatever o'clock in the morning to whatever o'clock at night. And Elvis was very strict, and it was great for us.
And America, the reaction to what you were doing in the States, what was that like?
Well, we worked really hard to galvanise an audience there. We went out, first of all, in a little minibus and just toured around for weeks on end, and then weeks became months and years, and eventually we sort of climbed our way up from the small clubs to, you know, the Madison Square Garden type shows. And we've always had great respect there, and we went back there last year. We did, I think, a six-week tour, and it was just amazing. I mean, we were in San Francisco at the Fillmore. It was absolutely full. And it couldn't have been a better gig in your entire life, you know. So, I mean, the respect still carries, which I'm really pleased
with. Yeah, absolutely. So, immediate future plans now then. How do the next few months look for Squeeze?
We're going to go into writing mode for the next album and start planning what we do next year. I think it's going to be a really exciting year. You know, we've got prospects of doing some great things in America again and possibly further afield. So there's lots to look forward to, and specifically the writing, because we haven't written together for such a long time. So, you know, we've got a really fantastic band. So, you know, for them to get their teeth into some new songs is going to be great fun.
Fantastic. Well, we'd like to hear some more, please.
Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us next?
Undoubtedly, it's going to be The Knack.
Okay. This is Squeeze with us here on Whistle Test 40.
Something about the phone. Watch out on the corner, standing by the rack. Little gringo told her, shot him in the back. Now I'm shaking. Yes, I'm shaking. Now I'm shaking. Cause I ain't got the against the wheel, whiskey for a banyan, whiskey's a two-deal. Slaughter in the warehouse, bowling alley two, look behind the jury, scared to point at you. Watch out on the corner, standing by the rack, little gringo told her, shot him in the back. Now I'm shaking.
The Knack, that was Squeeze playing live here in the studio on Old Grey Whistle Test 40.